An airport knife attack. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. A man armed with a knife attacks and injures three people at San Francisco International Airport. Police say the suspect, who is in custody, drove to the airport last night, walked around the international departure terminal, pulled out a knife, and attacked three men. Airport officials say the victim suffered minor cuts and scrapes. And while crime would certainly deter some travelers, the problem facing many people this weekend is canceled flights. The flight tracking service FlightAware says that airlines canceled nearly 1,500 flights on Friday and more than 400 so far for Saturday.
Airlines blaming a pilot shortage and summer storms that can really throw a monkey wrench into flight schedules. A shortage of TSA agents means longer than usual lines at security as airlines and airports struggle to get employees who left during the pandemic back to work.
Fox's Claudia Cowan. The FBI is investigating a series of attacks on pregnancy centers.
The attacks are rapidly increasing in both numbers and severity. We have gone from graffiti and vandalism to arson fires and fire bombs. Now the FBI is looking at potential domestic violent extremism. Quoting here, the FBI is investigating a series of attacks and threats targeting pregnancy resource centers and faith-based organizations across the country. The feds are also asking for help from the public to provide information or leads on potential suspects.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. Wall Street posted its worst week since the beginning of the pandemic. The S&P 500 fell almost 6% for the week as investors fret about inflation and rising interest rates. This as a conference board survey shows fears of a recession are soaring among CEOs. More than 60% of executives expect one in the next 12 to 18 months. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Another church shooting victim dies in Alabama.
A third victim struck with gunfire is dead, according to officials in Vestavia Hills, Alabama, where a gunman started shooting at a church potluck dinner Thursday. That victim was an 84-year-old woman, and the two others pronounced dead earlier were also senior citizens. The gunman, also a senior, 71 years old, is alive and in custody. Police have not said what his motive could have been or why he targeted St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Vestavia Hills. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Former President Trump rallied with supporters in Nashville, Tennessee yesterday and wasted no time in slamming the House committee investigating the Capitol riot and his former vice president.
Mike Pence had a chance to be great. He had a chance to be, frankly, historic. But just like Bill Barr and the rest of these weak people, Mike, and I say it sadly because I like him, but Mike did not have the courage to act.
Commissioners in one of New Mexico's counties that refused to certify recent primary election results have reversed course.
Commissioners in Otero County, New Mexico, finally voted 2-1 to certify primary election results, though the two who voted said they had to do so by Friday after an order from the state Supreme Court and after a threat of legal action by the state attorney general, who's a Democrat. And so their votes, they say, were just rubber stamps. The one commissioner who refused is Coy Griffin, who was recently sentenced to time served and fined for participating in the January 6th Capitol riot. He's expressed concern over Dominion voting machines, though there was no evidence of fraud. The county's Republican clerk said the election went off without a hitch. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.